This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
Hey, you're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Not the easiest day for many of us. September 11th took a piece out of all of us. I think we all remember what we were doing when we found out. I'm in Las Vegas, and Corey was walking the dog, Sushi, and we were in our apartment, and I was with the baby, and I turned the TV on, and I was like, oh no, you know, there was a plane attack, and I was up really, really early. I just worked out, and so I had seen the first, you know, tower burning, and then while we're watching, we see the other plane hit, and it was, that's kind of when we knew we were under attack. One of my friends, whose kid is born September 11th, was calling me about the party. You know, so she calls up, and, you know, we're kind of talking, you know, to kind of go, okay, well, this is what we're going to do today, and whatever, and I go, put on the news. You got to put on the news. And I could barely speak. I was just frozen. And, you know, my son was only about a year and a half. So, you know, I couldn't really talk to anybody, and I was waiting for Corey to come back. Meanwhile, Corey couldn't come back because his brother was in New York on, I don't know if it was the George Washington Bridge, and he was stuck on the bridge in traffic watching all this happening. So he's calling Corey, telling him, gosh, you know, we're under attack. I'm stuck on the bridge, and I'm not sure what the hell's going on, but the towers are on fire, and it was frightening. I had a full day of patients, and I was supposed to take my kids to daycare, and I didn't want to. I was like, I don't know what's happening next. You also heard about what happened with the Pentagon. You heard about Flight 93, and so we didn't know what the heck was going on. And, you know, I had my kid, but the daycare was like, look, you know, we're still open. You know, people have to go to work. You know, tell us what you need. And yeah, we just saw everybody pull together. But what was very, very interesting in the later days, or the days that followed, was a bunch of us in Vegas found out that Muhammad Atta and four others were in Vegas. And we didn't realize it until the pictures came up. So I'm at home, Corey's eating a sandwich, and I don't know, we were watching the news, and I walk by the TV going, wait a second, I just saw that guy at Quick Care. And Corey's like, no, you didn't. And I'm like, yeah, I was at the urgent care. I saw him. I swear to God, he had a sore throat. This was before HIPAA. And he's like, no, you didn't. So I ran down to the urgent care, and the front desk lady was sitting there shaking. And she goes, the FBI was here. They took everything. And I go, they were here, right? He was here. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, I knew it. Oh, my God. And then I start to rethink my interaction with him. So basically, clean cut, very quiet. I mean, I was younger, you know, than I am now. So I walked into the room. If you guys think I'm hyper now, I was really hyper. So I walked into the room going, hi, you know, I'm your doctor. Hi, I'm Dr. Wax. How are you? How can I help you today? You know, and, you know, he's like, I have a sore throat. And I'm like, oh, okay, we'll get you fixed up. You know, I was like, just really, like, I don't know, just overly exuberant to help somebody. And he just really was poker faced and very, very blah. And I remember thinking to myself, either he's in a lot of pain, this is obviously before the attacks, you know, or he's just weird. And when my patients would come in, you know, telling me, yeah, you know, I just stripped for them. And we heard of one case where they were there, they didn't really spend a lot of money, you know, had like a minimal lap dance, and were really quiet, kept to themselves, left. We started putting all these stories together. Now, the FBI had investigated the hotels. Apparently there were some cheap hotels they stayed at. There were rumors that they went to Olympic Gardens and other sorts of strip clubs. And, you know, from what we found out in the coming weeks, they were in Vegas, Las Vegas, multiple times throughout that summer before the 9/11 attacks in 2001. And so there were theories circulating around that going, did they want to attack Vegas? That wasn't the original theory. The original theory was they wanted to have fun. They knew they were going to die, so they wanted to have fun. And I had no idea that I had seen the ringleader at an urgent care. I had no idea, right, until all this was done. And, you know, I didn't obviously put a lot of that visit to memory because you see hundreds of people. I would see about 60 people a shift, so I wouldn't remember. But I did remember because only a few days had passed, maybe about a week or two had passed, that he was allergic to penicillin. I believe that. Now, again, I mean, you know, remember, I was in shock. And if that's the case, every time I see, you know, the destruction and the devastation and hearing the thousands of people that died, about 3,000 people and more, as people are suffering from injuries relating to the cleanup, you know, I keep thinking to myself, I could have done something, But, I the average doctor is not going to give, you know, a life-threatening medication to somebody who they, you know, when they take care of them. It's just, we didn't know. But, you know, the 9/11 stories, I mean, I'm so blessed to not have had lost any family members, but it affects me in a different way. So, what were they doing in Las Vegas? Again, theories are maybe they wanted to attack the Hoover Dam. Maybe they wanted to attack the Strip. Maybe they were scouting things out for you know, New Year's. But they did spend time. They did go to some strip clubs. They did do some, you know, activities that really weren't a part of their religion. And when I saw one of them, he looked like death walking. He looked like he didn't look happy. He had this look that I have never seen on any other patient, ever. I don't care how bad the sore throat is. It was a different look, and I can't get that look out of my mind, and it's frustrating. So as you guys know, with September 11th, we lost almost 3,000 people initially. Ranges anywhere from 2 to 85 years old. Apparently, the hijackers purposely picked flights that were going to go to California, so they'd be really, really full of fuel. And, you know, as we remember and memorialize all that have fallen and all the heroes, you know, people say never forget, never forget. The one lesson we can take from this is America really pulled together. And we put us first. We put America first when this happened. And that's kind of a message we also have to remember. America first. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Of course, the call phone lines are open. Anything you guys want to talk about, I know there's a lot of feelings and mixed emotions, but we do have some headlines we're going to get to. So, if you want to call in, you could call in at 1-877-362-3254 or 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Antonio Brown in the news again. Right? Antonio Brown, as you know, was going to be a receiver for the Raiders. There was some drama with the coach and with the administration. And so he got released from the Raiders, got picked up by the Patriots about an hour later, and was supposed to take part of the game next week, I believe, in Miami. Now, or as this happened yesterday, a personal trainer of his, who's about 28 years old, is accusing him of sexual assault and rape multiple times. And this is a lawsuit that was just filed. And she claims she did pass a lie detector test. And she is now trying to prove that she's telling the truth. So, I can't go into too many details of what the claims are because this is a family show. But apparently the personal trainer is accusing Antonio Brown of sexual assault and rape and of doing certain things to her that he had admitted allegedly in a text, right? That had to do with a self-session that, you know, resulted in it, I don't know, I guess sullying her. And she has reported this as well as multiple forced actions of sex had occurred. And in her lawsuit, she said that he preyed on her kindness and religious devotion by pretending to share her faith. Now, apparently they met when they were paired as Bible study partners. They were both at Central Michigan University back in 2010. And then she got back in touch with him, they said, when he needed flexibility and ankle strength. And again, she's a personal trainer. She's from Tennessee. She would travel to Florida and Pittsburgh to train Antonio Brown. But she says he would sexually assault her. And then this occurred back in 2017, and then he raped her in May of 2018 after a night out with another football player. And so when you hear, you know, some of these allegations, it's just horrifying. Again, we still don't have details as to why multiple times, multiple interactions happened with them. We don't understand why she met him again after the first rape or what happened. And she says she has found strength in her faith and family and from the accounts of survivors of other sexual assault. Speaking out removes the shame that I felt in the past year and places it on the person responsible for my rape. She also says she's going to cooperate with the NFL and other agencies, but would like some privacy from the media, which I don't blame her. But according to the lawsuit, Taylor said she was hired by Antonio Brown as a personal trainer in 2017. And then the first time there was an attack, it happened at his home in Pittsburgh. And he had not booked her a hotel room, so she was staying with him. She said she was getting dressed when he basically exposed himself and then grabbed and kissed her. And then there was another time when the pair were together and he had, done that self-session, which we talked about. And then there was, I guess, another time in 2018 when he asked her to work for him again. And she said she had a great heart, cared about him like others. And then, again, it happened again. So, you know, this kind of brings up the conversation of how are victims becoming victims multiple times? And, you know, Antonio Brown has been in the news now not as being the easiest person to work with, not as being the most mild-tempered. And so a lot of people in the media don't really know what to make of these allegations. You know, of course, the defense is saying they were dating and any sex they had was consensual. Her lawsuit, though, says differently. So we've talked about lie detector tests. Lie detector tests look at your heart rate. They look at your, you know, blood pressure, can detect sweat. And so there are ways to tell if somebody's lying. There are certain physical, actions that can happen when somebody's lying. But you also have people that are able to pass these tests. They're able to, you know, if you believe something happened to you, you don't, you know, think of it as a lie. You know, and some people go back to their past, they fill in the gaps. I'm not saying she is, but like a lot of us with our past, we fill in the memories. Not on purpose, it just happens. So then we have this memory of our dog or our cat or our parents or whatever, and it's not entirely accurate. But that's the memory we formed, and so to us it's a truth. So people are now watching this case probably as judiciously as they did with the Brett Kavanaugh, because apparently there's money involved. There was a investment that they're claiming she asked Antonio Brown to invest in with her. And then there was reports that they were dating. So you have, just like we have with Brett Kavanaugh, people looking at this. Number one is you have, you know, groups of guys that are like, well, look, okay, you know, I've been dating somebody casually. Are they going to turn around and come back and say I assaulted? You have other people that go, look, you know, there are some, you know, real, you know, disturbing reports of Antonio Brown. You know, how could this happen? And, you know, are personal trainers at risk? And are personal trainers getting assaulted all the time? And then there's the discussion, which we're about to talk about, is how do victims become multiple victims? How does that happen? Well, the way she describes it is the first two cases weren't actual rape. And they were cases that, you know, gross or no, don't kiss me, no. And a lot of us women could kind of relate to that, where somebody who later was a little bit more violent at first didn't start out that way. They would be a little pushy, they went too far, and you're like, no, not happening. So you think it's done. You think it's, all right, you know, I said what I said. I said, no, it's done. Then something else happens. A few months later, and you're like, no, come on. I told you, no, it's not happening, never happening. And then the third time, unfortunately, it happens. So when people say, well, you know, an accuser, you know, went to his house multiple times, what the heck is going on here? They're lying. You know, there might be some more backstory to this. So a lesson that we could learn, right, from this, if there is any lesson to be made, because we still don't know what the hell happened, is, ladies or guys, if there's certain activities done towards you that isn't necessarily a full rape, but that you find very, very offensive, and you find just a little too forward for your taste, that should be a red flag, and you do not want to ever be alone with that person, especially drinking, especially staying at their house. Okay? And again, we all trust, I love guys, I trust them, that's why it happened to me. I trusted somebody, thought I knew them, and I guess I didn't know them too well. So, you know, if somebody is that, but again, there were no signs, I had no idea. So, if you do pick up, if somebody is being very, very forceful or very, shall we say, lewd, that could be a sign that they later could attack. It's a shame, because, I mean, most of my guy friends, I mean, man, they say, like, you know, some crazy stuff. But, you know, it sounds like some of the things that she endured could have been, red flags. But then, on the other hand, guys, you know, or girls, if you are in a relationship that's, you believe is consensual, try to figure out how to get proof that it's consensual. Now, again, this is tricky. Because at any time, somebody could say later that it was forced. Again, I'm not saying that with this case. It's just these are the lessons we could learn. You could become a victim very easily multiple times. You could also be accused when you thought that, no, this was something that they wanted. Now, I had asked an expert on the subject, you know, how do guys show proof that they're getting consent? And this one expert had said, well, that means the consent was never there. If they come back later and say it wasn't consensual, that means they never officially consented during the act. I disagree with that, because there's a lot of people that have regrets. They'll have sex, they'll have regrets. And they gave consent then. So, yeah, there's apps out now. There's people making, you know, contracts. I don't know what you could do nowadays. It's frightening. But we'll keep you guys posted as we get more information on this. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is speaking on the 18th anniversary of the September 11th attacks.
Today, may the memory of the nearly 3,000 victims who lost their lives on this day in 2001 serve as a lasting reminder of what's at stake in the fight against terrorism.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor says this day is stained by the terrorists who murdered nearly 3,000 people at the World Trade Center, Pentagon, and in a field in Pennsylvania. A human error is being blamed for the warning sirens being silent during a tornado in Sioux Falls, South Dakota last night. Mayor Paul Tehenkin says a miscommunication led to only a few sirens sounding.
Quite honestly, what happened with the system is we just had a human error issue. Only some of our sirens were activated.
Thankfully, no one died during the tornado. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we talked about a little while ago how leprosy may be making a comeback as the California, state of California, having some issues with their homeless population and how a hepatitis A outbreak had, you know, killed multiple victims a couple years ago. They're seeing some cases of leprosy resurge. And now we have a homeowner or a shopkeeper, business owner, who said he's been bitten twice by a homeless person at his shop. Gilles de Saulner, 67 years old, was, I guess, bitten by Adam Asherbrock, 29 years old. And police arrested Adam for aggravated assault and battery. The shopkeeper is up in San Francisco. And San Francisco has their issues with the homeless population as well. And he thinks that he might just close his store. He's 67 years old, and he tried to subdue a homeless man who had pushed his sister after she tried to eject him for a second time that day out of their South of Market store. But while holding on to him, the man twisted his head and bit the shopkeeper's arm in an attempt to escape. Now, police later arrested the gentleman, young guy. Interesting. I mean, the young guy, he looks pretty well groomed, you know, for being homeless. But, you know, a lot of people are homeless, and that they well, let's just take a second. When people think of homeless people, they think of the stereotypical somebody wearing multiple layers of old clothes, completely sun-weathered, sitting, you know, on the streets and on the sidewalk. You know, that's the typical, more common, quintessential homeless person. And unfortunately, we see so many of them, some of them talking to themselves, some of them with mental illness, some of them quiet, forlorn, depressed, some of them sick. But you also have a homeless population that are living out of a car. They don't have a place to stay. They don't have a home. And they try to use bathrooms. I met one yesterday where he actually has a job, but he doesn't have a home. Doesn't have a place to live, so tries to stay at shelters. And needs to, you know, deal with a medical condition, and he can't because he doesn't have a regular place to stay. Doesn't have means to get prescriptions. And so I'm not sure if we need to name that sort of, just to kind of expand people's, you know, knowledge of the situation. But there's the homeless population that doesn't look homeless like the stereotypical homeless. And they have a car, they have a job, but they don't have a place to live. They don't have medical care. They don't have proper sanitation. They hold in their potty because they can't go. They don't have access to bathrooms. Not a lot of public bathrooms open up to you know, people that aren't customers. And it unfortunately breeds a newer population that can very easily succumb to the stereotypical homeless people. So when you look at the picture of this homeless person, yeah, he looks like anybody you'd see in college. You know, I look like a college kid. So apparently, the gentleman who was shot said it, or bit, said it's just not worth it. We pay taxes to the city. The police don't do anything. The laws have changed. This was the second time he was bitten by a homeless person. Said homelessness and drug addiction in the area are fueling an increase in violence and crime. So people do drugs. They lose their job. They lose their job. They can't pay for their home. And they're on the streets. So a surveillance video from last week shows a clerk running after a shoplifter who, DeSaulnier said, pepper sprayed the employee. The suspect was arrested not long after police arrived. And they say they also create a lot of garbage. There's feces on the sidewalk. They'll pee on the back door. It smells. It's a public health nuisance. Now, it's a nuisance that I understand. As a business owner, that's got to stink. On the other end, people need to realize what's happening is we have a lot of people that don't have access to bathrooms. And since you are not allowed to go into a store and use their bathroom, when somebody's got to go, they got to go. I mean, there's going to be urine on the sidewalk and feces on the street until we get bathrooms available. They say the public health department wants us to keep everything nice. When you walk outside the door, it's like the plague all over again. So the shop owner runs the Harvest Urban Market, took pictures of the homeless encampments near the business, says his back door needs to be replaced because it's rusted from being urinated on. Now, there's a homeless shelter called Sanctuary directly opposite his store. He said about every half hour or 2 hours, we have some sort of incident, theft, violence. He says crazy people walking around, people need mental health. Now, Mayor Lyndon Breed responded to questions from several newspapers regarding the incident. He said, I would say to people who have had enough to just hold on. We're working towards solving the issue. It'll take some time, but we ask for patience. Well, you know, the homeless population crisis has been going on for a while. And as a business owner, I can understand how frightening it is. And unfortunately, some of the worst crimes happen by people who are in that very unfortunate state. So I guess there was a report that there was a college student who got robbed. A homeless person was hiding under the car and took a knife and slashed his Achilles. Or I think it might have been a girl. And the student fell. They were able to grab the purse or wallet and leave. And having a torn Achilles, I mean, that could be devastating. And, you know, thank God they didn't stab him and kill him or, you know. But, and that was just in, you know, our neck of the woods on campus. So you're like, whoa. So the homeless population is also a security concern. It's also a health concern. It's a public crisis, both for health and safety. And so, what's the answer? So, you know, California and other cities were talking about having certain neighborhoods that they would build homeless camps. So there would be areas where homeless people could go to and actually living quarters, apartment style, you know, so it doesn't look like tents and, you know, use public money for homes. And you would think, okay, that would be fantastic. You know, get their sanitation, you know, start doing rehab, come into the, you know, make it a city where you could start working with them and getting them trained and, you know, vocational rehab and get them out there working. The problem is homeowners don't want it near their home. If there's land near their home that later becomes a mecca for homeless people, that brings down property values. So what's holding that up is you have a lot of people saying, nah, I'm not here. Same thing with work. Businesses don't want their business in an area where homeless people can urinate, feces, things like that. And then, of course, being bit, you know, people say, well, guys, okay, he was bit. Why is he crying about that? Well, you don't understand. Being bit can spread HIV, can spread hepatitis. Human bites can get infected. A bite is not a, you know, is not an easy, simple injury. And it's also a sign that the animalistic aspect of human is coming out. When a human bites another, you know, do they have rabies? Do they have an illness that has completely taken over their mind? Are they going to kill, attack, pounce? So it is. It's frightening. And the homeless situation is not being dealt with quick enough. And, you know, here we see the media talk about, well, you know, we, you know, have to open our borders and, you know, we have to be open to immigration and all that. If we don't even have a system that takes care of our homeless and sick and mentally ill, how are we, you know, why are we promoting bringing in more people? We got to take care of who we have here now. Many of them are also immigrants. 1-877-DUCK-DELLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ryan wants to know, what are the covered conditions for the compensation fund for World Trade Center victims? And, you know, that was interesting. I had to look it up because there's been many of them. Lung disease, cancer. But, of course, when it comes to, you know, money and applying for money, there has to be some, you know, delineation. I don't see how they could limit the list. But it is a long list. It's a long list. And the toxic dust from, you know, age-old buildings and all the, you know, asbestos and smoke and fire and jet fuel and all that, unfortunately, caused many conditions that caused many people to die post 9/11 attacks. So if you go to the World Trade Center Health Program, if you think you know, need assistance, they do provide treatment for a huge list of physical and mental health conditions that have been determined to be caused by exposure to the 9/11 terrorist attacks. So, acutely, if you had a burn, complex sprain, eye injury, fracture, head trauma, other traumatic injuries, or a tendon tear. Now, I know that happened 18 years ago, but if you never, you know, received treatment for it, and it's still, you know, obviously not functioning well, there's funds. There's the aerodigestive disorders, they call them, like asthma, chronic cough syndrome, chronic laryngitis, chronic nasopharyngitis, a chronic respiratory disorder because of the fumes or the vapors, a chronic rhinosinusitis. Some people, their nose just keeps running. Gastroesophageal reflux disease. So aerodigestive disorders basically means having either air, like pulmonary issues or GI issues as a result of what you inhaled. GERD, so esophageal reflux, interstitial lung diseases, reactive airway dysfunction syndrome, sleep apnea. If it's not so much because you have enlarged tonsils, but because you stop breathing in your sleep because of what you're exposed to, hyper airway or upper airway hyperactivity, COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. We see this a lot in smokers, but sometimes being exposed to smoke could do that. And then if you have some new onset COPD. Now, cancers. There's a whole bunch of cancers. Any type of cancer diagnosed in a person less than 20 years old would be considered a childhood cancer. We are at the 18-year mark, and there were kids that were, you know, in the daycare during the World Trade Center. And you also have people who were pregnant, and then also did the cleanup effort affect men's sperm. So there are some childhood cancers. In terms of malignant neoplasms, you got the Hodgkin's lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, you have leukemia. Now, there's a whole slew of Hodgkin's disease and lymphoma, large cell, mixed. It looks like they all are covered. If, again, there's proof that it occurred because of 9/11. Leukemia is, again, a cancer of the blood. Lymphoid leukemia, malignant immunoproliferative diseases where you have certain aspects of the blood cells that overgrow. So there's a whole slew of them in the leukemia blood cancer family. And then, of course, colon cancer, liver cancer, esophageal cancer, rectal cancer, stomach cancer, eye issues, breast cancer being covered as well, ovarian cancer, head and neck cancer, base of tongue, floor of mouth, gum cancer, larynx, all those. So when you look at this, and you look at cancer of the heart, of the lungs, of all that, it seems to be that they are widespread covering the majority of anything that could have possibly been affected if you helped out in the efforts, or if you were a victim. Of course, skin and melanoma, that's included as well. Other soft tissue sorts of cancer, thyroid cancer, bladder cancer, kidney, prostate. And then there's some very, very rare type of cancers that they're now studying. These rare types of cancers like adrenal gland or meningeal cancer. But the mental health conditions are huge. So if you have stress disorder, adjustment disorder, anxiety, depression, panic, post-traumatic stress disorder, even substance abuse, there's ways that they could cover it. Now, also musculoskeletal disorders. The disorder must be related to the 9/11 work, and you must have proof that you received medical care before September 11, 2003, such as carpal tunnel, low back pain, and other musculoskeletal disorders. So for musculoskeletal disorders, there's a little bit of a time limit on, or in, not so much a time limit, but there's a little bit more restriction in terms of showing proof. Cancer, you have no idea if you're going to get cancer sometimes for a decade or two decades later. But if you have a musculoskeletal injury, then, you know, did you report it in the 24 months after the, you know, the 9/11 attacks? If you 20 years from now say, yeah, I hurt my back, they're probably not going to cover it. So, you know, there's ways to apply, you know, and you know, not only, I would not concentrate just on the medical, definitely also on the mental aspect of it, because, you know, if you are suffering from cancer, you know, it's not very easy, and I would also recommend some counseling as well, you know, so make sure that, you know, any treatment you get, whether it's covered or not, also to include that. But, you know, when we look back at the events, CNN does a timeline. I just kind of want to review it because, you know, a lot of us kind of remember the numbers and all that, but when you look at the details, it just blows your mind that this happened. According to CNN, 2,977 people were killed. I've seen that number vary, but basically we rounded to about 3,000. And that included New York City, Washington, D.C., Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And the victims, of course, there was the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan. That's when Flight 11 and United Airlines Flight 175 were intentionally crashed into the North and South Towers. There were also, in addition to 2,700 people killed, 343 New York City firefighters, 23 were police officers, 37 were Port Authority. The victims range from age between 2 and 85 years old. About 75 to 80% of the victims were men. At the Pentagon, 184 people were killed when the American Airlines Flight 77 crashed into the building. And then United Airlines Flight 93 had taken off. It had been delayed. So most of the people had received messages on their cell phone of what was going on. So then when they got wind that their plane was taken over by hijackers, they decided to rush the cockpit. So 40 passengers and crew members aboard their flight died as the hijackers, we believe, made a beeline to the ground to kill them all. As of July 2019, now this is what's frightening, 60% of the World Trade Center victims' remains have been positively identified. 40% still haven't. So there are still family members that don't have closure. So at 8:46 in the morning Eastern time, which was about 5:45 my time, that's when American Airlines Flight 11, traveling from Boston to L.A., hit the North Tower of the World Trade Center. 9:03 a.m., United Airlines Flight 175, traveling from Boston to L.A., struck the South Tower of the World Trade Center. By 9:37, American Airlines Flight 77, traveling from Dulles, Virginia to L.A., hit the Pentagon. At 9:59, the South Tower of the World Trade Center collapses. Took about 10 seconds. At 10:03 a.m., that's when Flight 93, that kind of got wind of what's going on, crashed into a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. By 10:28, the North Tower of the World Trade Center collapses. So the time between the first attack and the collapse was about 102 minutes. Then, December 13th, the U.S. government releases a tape in which Osama bin Laden takes responsibility for the attacks. So December 18th, Congress approves a measure to allow the president to designate September 11th as Patriot Day on each anniversary of the attacks. And then we had the Victims Compensation Fund that got opened, and lately we've just now augmented that. So we'll keep you guys posted on any other, if you do have, you know, claims and you know, health sequelae, let us know, and we could try to find you help. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.